cold temperatures will likely occur as we go into midweek this week, resulting in some possible freeze damage to portions of the U.S. hard red winter wheat country and perhaps some soft wheat producing areas from Missouri into Indiana and Kentucky. The temperatures on Thursday morning will be coldest in the lower Midwest, at which time we'll likely see lows mostly in the upper 20s and lower 30s, but a few middle 20s cannot be ruled out at this point. Those would likely occur from parts of Missouri into Illinois and Indiana, but mostly in the northern portions of the crop region. We'll see how this pans out. A close monitoring of the situation is warranted because some of the wheat crop was heading a week ago in southeastern Missouri, and there was a number of locations reporting some joint and boot conditions across these areas. So the temperatures will be down close to the damage threshold, and we'll need to closely monitor the situation. We're also expecting a potential for some freeze damage to occur this week across portions of central Kansas, central and southern Kansas in particular, northern Oklahoma. Once again, hard red winter wheat areas subjected to some possible damaging cold. This time it'll be on Wednesday morning. Already tomorrow morning, there'll be some freezing temperatures, though, across portions of the central plains. Well, this cold air mass may be the last one of this kind of intensity that we'll see for a while. Warming is expected to start to occur across the plains and western Corn Belt as early as the end of this week and into the weekend. It will be disrupted, though, by a couple of frontal systems and just general rainfall across part of the region, so it's not just all of a sudden going to snap around into an ideal environment for field work. In fact, field work across parts of the Midwest this week will be somewhat delayed because of rainfall that's expected to come. Of course, we're still very wet across many areas. We've had some significant rainfall last week across portions of southeast Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. And it looks like this week we'll see three different waves of precipitation moving across the region that will contribute to that wet, biased environment. At the same time, temperatures during the first half to two-thirds of this week are going to be cooler biased, and that will also help to keep the fields wetter for a longer period of time than desired and keeping some farmers out of them. We'll look for the rainfall from this first system, which is already pushing into the northwestern part of the Corn Belt today. It will likely run upwards to the range from a couple tenths of an inch to three quarters of an inch most often, with a couple pockets of greater amounts of rainfall. We'll likely see this event move from northwest to southeast, so the majority of the Midwest will be impacted tomorrow into early Wednesday morning. There will be snow today, though, in South Dakota and Minnesota, and it will linger tomorrow. We'll likely see some of that region ending up with some more accumulative snowfall. In the meantime, the lower parts of the Midwest will see a second disturbance impacting the region. This one will likely come out of the southwest U.S. plains as we get behind the cold surge this week. So in other words, when the warm air starts to return into the plains, there will also be an increasing risk of rain. This will likely begin as we go into Thursday. And the disturbance that comes out of the region will likely advance itself on through the heart of the lower Midwest as we go Friday into Saturday. The moisture totals with this event are going to be most impressive in some areas from Kansas into perhaps Illinois, maybe a few locations in Indiana. We'll likely see some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rainfall possible out of this event, although a close monitoring of the situation is warranted. The models may be overdoing a bit of the rainfall here this morning. But we are expecting that to be followed by a third weather disturbance coming across the region as a cold front as we go through the weekend. Another set of showers likely to come with that frontal boundary and making it, again, more difficult to see aggressive fieldwork occurring across any part of the Midwest. But we'll look for some warmer weather to occur next week and perhaps a little less frequent precipitation with our fingers crossed, he says. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.